not going to do it. My family, my brothers and sisters, get together the Sunday before Christmas. And that I have the worst thing to have to bring. I don't know when it happened, but somewhere we got off on this stupid finger food thing, which I despise. That's okay. I don't get to be in charge. Never mind, I'm the youngest. I still don't get to be in charge. But they all just absolutely love my sausage balls. And I do make good ones if I have to pat myself on the back. But, Anna, I don't know if you've made them before or not. You know, you can use the bread hook to mix that stuff up with. But the rolling them out is just excruciating to my back. So we made some, Gary and I also, for Thanksgiving, and guess what? He rolled them out, and guess what? He's going to have to roll them out to go to Margaret's, too.
Well, that'll do him some good. I think that he should roll them out from here on out. So you mix them up and then let him roll them out. That seems fair enough to me.
He'll do almost anything that I ask him to, so I can't fault him on that. Now, I do have to throw this in there, though, about Chad and the getting the Christmas decorations down. My kids used to make fun every year about going in the attic to get the Christmas tree. You know, we're going to get your coats, we're going to go get the Christmas tree, we're going in the attic. And then somewhere along we went back to buying a natural tree every year, and then we bought a free-lit tree. And then a couple of years, two or three years ago, I started my Charlie Brown Christmas tree, and I really needed a bigger one, so we went, and Gary went with me, and we bought what I thought I wanted, but I've got a feeling it's not going to work where I want it. And Larry was talking about his cats. Listen, I'll take a cat compared to this little dog of mine. She has that little squirrel with the long fuzzy tail, and she gets that thing by the tail and swings it around and all this, and she actually throws it. She threw it over behind my chair, down in the round footwork on my magnifying light that I used to cross stitch and such with. And Anna, she sat there and whimpered and whined. And I'm so pitiful. And I kept telling her to go get it. I wasn't going to do it. And finally, after about 15 minutes, I gave up. And trust me, when I'll have to hide that stuff if I put this new tree up especially, because she'll have it knocked over and every single one of my gorgeous ornaments that go on the Charlie Brown tree, there won't be anything left of it.
I think that I remember one Christmas, and I can't remember if... must have been when my youngest brother or my younger brother was little, and my mom actually asked my dad to put the Christmas tree inside a playpen so that my younger brother couldn't get to it and tear everything down. So maybe you need to think about that, Joy.
Except I'm not going to buy a playpen. But Anna, really and truly, when she slings that thing, I mean, you know how my footrest is on my recliner. When she's playing, she'll take that thing and sling it up in my lap, so I'll throw it for her. I mean, she has no strength button whatsoever. Once she gets started, that's it. There's no holding her back. But I wanted a new wreath for the front windows because on those double windows, the wreaths we had, they're just not big enough, and I wanted a big one. So we bought a big one, and so we'll do that. And I have no idea what I may end up doing. I have to go Thursday and have some dental work done. So anything that I don't do before Thursday, I won't be doing for I don't know how many days after that. I wouldn't let the dentist tell me about that part because I don't do well with dental work, and I didn't want to be scared to death. But I will be decorating if it's on Christmas Eve.
For OYP with K3JOY, I agree with you. I think sometimes, you know, that's how they used to do it years and years ago. It was after all the kids went to bed, that's when the tree came up. And there's been many a year that things have just been crazy busy, and we haven't gotten our decorations out and done anything until right before Christmas. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Christmas is not just a one-day thing, and you can decorate as early or as late as you want.
If I remember, Daddy used to take the Saturday, there would be like 2 weeks before Christmas was going to come, and that's when we got our tree. And I can remember Mother always put the lights on because nobody else did it to suit her, and I am my mother made over when it comes to that. The ornaments that go on my Charlie Brown tree are glass. They are James Peterson. And they look like old ornaments, except, of course, they're new. But you know what I'm talking about. And I really, really enjoy them. But bless my dog's heart, if she was to break one, I'd probably have to give her a look that said, go to your bed and don't come out until you're called. And she would probably do that laying there whimpering thing. She's so spoiled. I'm going to bring her to your house. You need her.
I've been really feeling like I need to fire my dogs lately. I'm not going to lie. Our littlest one had an upset stomach that did not end well on the floor. And then our big dog, KC, I've been trying to get him to not get on the couch because I'm tired of him ruining the cover, the throw cover. So I've gotten to where I turn my couch cushions up, and then when you want to sit down on the couch, you got to put the couch cushion down and sit down, then you have to put it right back up because he'll get on there and he sheds terribly, and it just, I don't like it. And we should have trained him when he first got here not to get on that couch, but sure, you know, we didn't. But somebody left the couch cushion down today, and he got up on it, and so I'm not happy with him. I'm ready to fire him. I'm ready to fire Pixie too, so maybe we could trade for a little while. What do you think?
You've not seen our new baby. She's 7 months old now, and she is taller at the shoulder than Callie is, and Callie is 4.5. And the neighbors have an Australian Shepherd that they let out that runs down the corner of their yard, which actually joins our fence, and there's this big brawl that breaks out, and Ellie, she just goes berserk. And I mean, here she's just a baby. But I don't know. Gary had said he was going to get a shock collar, and he's out walking Sophie, so I'm going to tell this. And anybody that's listening, I'll tell him I said this. I told him, no, that we just weren't going to spend that money, that we'd get her broke of it, you know, and this, that, and the other. But I don't know, Anna, but maybe we're going to have to do that. She has jumped on that fence so much that she did not dislocate her right hip, but she's made her hip sore jumping up and down on that fence, barking at that crazy dog next door. Of course, I'm sure the neighbors think our dogs are crazy, too.
Mary might be right. You might need to do that just to keep her from hurting herself.
And if we have to, we have to. She has gotten to the point, I will say this, you step out on the back porch and call her, she'll come. Or if you tap in the ensuite, she'll come back and stop. But I know she's a puppy, and that's what I have to keep reminding myself. But, you know, she's gotten so big, and she's still got these enormous feet and ears that say she's not through growing yet. But we are going to have to do something, just, you know, because we have to take care of her.
My father-in-law had to get shock collars for his two dogs because they were running all over the place, and he wanted to be able to let them out and not worry about them running all the way to the road. You know, we live pretty far off the road, but still we didn't want them to go. And I'm telling you what, those things were set to where they could deliver a little bit of a shock, but it also would buzz, like vibrate, if he actually turned it on to where it would shock one time. And that's it, because it will give the buzz or the beep, one or the other, right before the shock. And I think they learned and where that next time that thing buzzed, they came straight back to the house. So I was amazed at how quickly those dogs caught on to what was going on, and that it curbed their behavior, and it did not take once, maybe twice. And then now all he has to do is put the collars on them. He didn't even have to buzz them or anything anymore because they know not to go any farther than when they got buzzed that one time. So I was amazed at how well it worked.
I'm glad you told me that, because now that makes me feel a little bit better about it. I just, you know, I shouldn't even put him in this category. He's not one to overdo stuff, you know. But, you know, so many people that use those shock collars are just ridiculous. And really, I mean, I call the way some people do it just downright abusive. And I don't want my dogs treated that way. But as I said, Gary is not like that. He wouldn't do that. But we're going to have to do something. But really, if you get bored, you know, stuff is exactly what you need.
Is the cutest thing ever.
Baby doll, and I do love her, and I'm not going to panic about the Christmas tree. I mean, you know, those things are just are what they are. But Anna, I will let you go because I'm getting a little overlong, but I have to ask you, honey, have you got over your grief from Saturday yet?
Oh, goodness. I thought I might can make it all the way through the net with nobody mentioning that, but I have. It was a sad, sad game to watch, that's for sure. And, you know, our daughter Abby, she was actually at the game. For the students, you register and they have a certain number of tickets that you just have a drawing. And if you just get what you get, and you go to those games, and sometimes they'll trade out with each other to get whole groups of people going. Well, she got a ticket to that game Saturday, so she was there, and I kept texting her saying, Abby, you are not doing your job. You need to cheer louder. Clearly, you're not doing your job because your team is not doing well. So she more likes to go to the game just to watch everybody and try to see if I can spot her on TV. So she... I mean, she likes football fine, but, you know, she's not just devastated if there's a loss. But she was hilarious after the game. She said, Mom, I have never seen so many angry people as there were when we left that game. She said, not ever, even, you know, with any other game, I've never seen so many angry people.
I'm sure she knows that rivalry's been going on since before she was even a glimmer in her daddy's eye. Maybe yours too. I don't remember exactly how far back it goes. But of course, I was tickled. But you know, the hysterical thing at our house is I'm a Carolina fan and have been since I was about 8 years old. So that's not changing. But Gary's a Tennessee fan, and so it gets interesting at our house sometimes.
But it was interesting a couple, like not this past weekend, but the weekend before. So you've had two big weekends in your favor over the last little bit.
And we kind of laugh at, well, me and Gary both, you know, I say, I pull for Carolina and whoever's playing Clemson. And he says he pulls for Tennessee and whoever's playing Clemson.
Funny. So at least you all agree on that for sure.
And we have a good time about it, but it's been really kind of funny because, you know, living where we do, we have a lot of Clemson people around us. And Saturday when the game got out, not one car came back in the neighborhood with their Clemson flags flying. I mean, Anna, and I'm not being vicious or mean, this is the honest truth. Not one, and this is not a little bitty development we live in, and there's only one way in and one way out, so I think we would have seen them, but I guess maybe they were mad too.
I bet they were, and Abby even said that before the game was over, when it was getting down to the wire, and they knew that Clemson was not going to pull it out, that people just started leaving, and I said, goodness, Abby, you should not do that. Don't be that kind of fan that leaves the game just because your team is not winning. You need to stay there till the end, which she did, so I was proud of her for that. But like I said, she's more there to be with her friends, and you know, watch the fans and people watch and just be a part of it in that way. She's not doesn't care too awful much about watching the actual game. So, but she stayed till the end. So I was proud of her.
Raised her right. But I couldn't let you go without checking on you, you know, to make sure you'd gotten over your grief. But Ann, I have enjoyed talking with you so, so much. And I hope you all have a good day tomorrow. Tell Chad that I said to get on up in the attic and get the things down, and then it'll be over with till he has to put them back. So tell him I said he needs to get that done. But I hope you have a really good evening, Anna, and thanks so much for chatting with me. K-O-4-N-U-E, no, not N-U-E, R-Y-P, and the net. This is K-3-J-O-Y, and I'm clear on yours, Anna.
Ms. Joyce, always a pleasure to chat with you. I appreciate you hanging around. Even if you did gab me there at the end, it's all right. I still love you. This is K-4-R-Y-P, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? Or comments, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Say hello to Chad and hello, Net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile on 85. No traffic, no table. And enjoy the conversation. It's good to hear Joy tonight.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, mobiling on 85 tonight. You be safe out there, Mr. Shane. And Chad asked me to check with you to see if UPS delivers monkeys.
We can make an arrangement. We delivered one of those whale sharks to the Atlanta Zoo several years ago, so I'm sure we could figure something out.
No, it's not the exact answer I was looking for, but all right, I appreciate the honesty. I do. But I assure you there will be no orders placed for monkeys coming to this house at Christmas time or any other time. So, Mr. Shane, you be safe out there tonight, sir, and thank you for stopping by. All right, just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards if anybody's up for that with all your ham radio questions or whatever. I'm sure he would love it if you would come and check in with him tomorrow night. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge. Turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.